Finding your true calling may be an ideal to work for, but many people don't have much choice. They need a job now. The year ended with some good economic news. Consumer spending was up and unemployment claims were down. But what does it mean for the millions of Americans who are currently out of work? And where is the best place to look for a job? Are you looking for work? How do you feel about your prospects for the new year? We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address, totn@npr.org. Joining us now to talk about the forecast for this year's job market is Joel Prakken. He's the chairman of Macroeconomic Advisors. That's an economic consulting firm based in St. Louis. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
First of all, can you just give us a brief overview of what has been happening in the job market for the past year or so?
Well, employment has been declining the better part of the last 2 years, but within the last 4 months, finally, with the economy picking up, we've begun to see modest increases in private employment, although not yet in the hard-pressed manufacturing sector of the U.S. economy.
So what is the forecast for jobs in the coming year? What should we expect to see?
The outlook for jobs is brightening with every month that goes by. The last 4 months of modest gains should give way in the coming months to more robust gains. And in our firm, we're forecasting a gain in employment over the course of 2004 in the vicinity of 2.5 million.
Help us to break that down. When you say we're going to be getting jobs, there's going to be a gain. What kinds of jobs are we talking about? If people are out of work, where should they be looking? What should they be thinking about in terms of employment?
Well, the fastest growth in employment going forward will be in those sectors of the economy where employment growth has been slowest during the recession of 2001 and this period of slow job growth afterwards. So, for example, employment growth in manufacturing, which really has been hit very, very hard over the last 3 years, should start to post some gains. So going from losses to gains in manufacturing. Other sectors of the economy that have been pretty robust for the last several years may not fare as well in a cyclical context. For example, housing construction has never really faded during this recession. Employment growth there has been quite strong. And so going forward, we don't expect to see the kinds of robust gains in construction employment that are typical in the early stages of recovery. Probably the same for employment in the auto industry as well, which has held up remarkably well during the recession and the first part of this lethargic recovery. But going forward, there may actually be some slight decline in auto sales and auto production, which would be felt eventually in employment opportunities there.
So if manufacturing is expected to post some gains, does that mean that some people who were laid off from manufacturing jobs may return to those same jobs, or are they going to be looking for new jobs in the manufacturing sector?
It will be a mix. Some people will get back jobs, get back their former jobs. Others will have to find new employment in manufacturing and alternative industries, because the mix of manufacturing jobs within the U.S. economy is shifting gradually over time, of course.
What are some of the strong businesses in manufacturing? You mentioned that the auto industry had held up quite well during the recession. Where else would we be looking for to see some strength in manufacturing?
Well, the one area of employment that was hit particularly hard after the stock market collapsed in early 2000 was, of course, the high-tech sector. Production of computers and peripheral equipment, production of communications equipment, production of semiconductors, electronic components that go into the computers and telecommunication equipment. And finally now we can see that those employment declines have stemmed, and we should start making some headway on employment in those sectors of the economy. Auto employment, I think, will stay at a fairly high level, but not enjoy robust gains going forward. Same for construction employment in the construction industries.
All right, let's take a call from Ellie, mm-hmm. and she is in Evelyn, Kansas, I believe it is.
It's Evelyn Park, Kansas.
Okay, go ahead, Ellie.
I'm moving to Appleton, Wisconsin from Olin Park, Kansas. I just finished with my liberal arts degree, and I have a 9 years of corporate office experience. experience under me. What should I be looking for in Appleton, Wisconsin?
Well, I'm not familiar with the regional economy in Appleton. I don't know what major employers are there or what the major source of economic commerce is in Appleton, so I'm not going to be able to help you, I'm sorry to say.
It's close to Green Bay.
Fine place, though, I hear.
Okay.
It's close to Green Bay.
Yeah,
are you more familiar with the whole region there at all?
Or can I get to the Oshkosh or maybe Menasha Corporation? I've just looked at a couple corporations out there. A lot of paper mills.
The Kohler Company is in that region of the country, a very big employer. They're about an hour north of Milwaukee, between Milwaukee and Green Bay. That's the someplace you might try.
I'm like 2 hours from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Is where I'm from. In Appleton, Wisconsin, that's 2 hours from Milwaukee.
It may be that Mr. Pracken can't give you real specific information about that area, but Ellie, I'm going to ask him a more general question about regional differences in terms of unemployment, if you want to hold on and listen to that.
Great.
Okay, thanks so much, Ellie.
Uh-huh.
And that does get to a question I was going to ask you, Mr. Pracken, which is, are there differences in different areas of the country in terms of employment prospects for people?
There are. The declining value of the dollar, which is making our goods and services more competitive in global markets, suggests that you should see a strengthening in those regions of the United States that produce light manufactured goods for export. So, for example, here in the Midwest, we do a lot of light manufacturing for exports, a lot of auto production, some of which are exported. And I'm looking for those sectors to be picking up. Some rebound in employment in high tech and places where employment in high tech was particularly hard hit, of course, were California, Chicago, the Northeast Corridor, particularly around Boston. So those are areas that might be enjoying disproportionately in the rebound. There are some other sectors, though, that are in the process of secular shifts that will, create a current against which anyone looking for employment would have to swim in those industries. Airlines, for example, here in St. Louis, where I'm calling from, there's been a major downsizing in the presence of American Airlines in St. Louis, demoting our airport here from hub status and taking with it something in the order of 1,500 jobs. Fewer pilots, fewer flight attendants, fewer people servicing the flights, fewer people servicing the airport. And I think that that's a consequence of the terrorist attacks in 9/11, which have been very, very hard on airlines.
Let's see if we can get one more call in. Michael in California. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm an IT professional.
Mm-hmm.
I was laid off a year ago. And finally, I see things starting to pick up here, and I actually have some interviews scheduled.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. If you look at the numbers for production, not so much for profits yet, but for unit sales in the high-tech sector, it's rebounding very, very sharply. Computer demand, equipment for IT equipment demand is rising very, very sharply right now.
And that should be good news for those of us in California here where... Yeah. In the San Jose area, unemployment is still very high.
Yes.
And we have a lot of engineers here who are still out of work.
All right.
Plus he probably faces a new sort of threat in that industry, and that is overseas competition, at least in software engineering. Increasingly, U.S. companies are deciding to outsource some of that sort of work, which previously was done here, to workforces, particularly I'd say in India, Pakistan, where there's a large number of fairly highly trained and educated people who can do some of this work. So that's an additional, headache for U.S. workers looking to regain a foothold in high tech.
All right, thanks for your call. We're going to try and get one more call in very briefly. Marty, you have about 15 seconds to tell your story.
Actually, I just lost my job about 20 minutes ago. I'm in construction.
Kind of construction?
Construction, yes. And I called a friend, And I already have another job within 20 minutes.
All right. Well, that's a good way to end this this particular segment on job prospects. Good luck with your new job, Marty, and thanks for calling us.
Okay.
All right. And thanks to you, Joel Prakken, for joining us this afternoon. Joel Prakken is the chairman of Macroeconomic Advisors. That's an economic consulting firm in St. Louis. And in Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.